CAC's point.
Okay.
It's to deal with somebody like that.
So I guess I would probably propose one change to that. I would go ahead and make a motion, and you can talk about the change, but to approve, Mayor, you didn't call for motion. Is it okay if I make one?
Go ahead, yes.
Ordinance 2021-36 regarding temporary vendor sales to amend Title VII of the Midway City Municipal Code. As proposed, I guess my only question with number five, which this would be a change if everyone agrees, I think it's weird that it says a licensed retail business is one which sells goods. So you just have to sell goods and you're licensed. You don't have to go get a license. It probably should say a licensed retail business is one which has obtained a license in Midway and sells goods at retail directly to the consumer. I don't know if it would have that as a ramification, but to me it was a little weird.
So you can't have an out-of-town business
services?
Come in and
so a current do a loophole. Midway business license holder.
Right.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And who Could also Jeremy sells goods at retail and
He's
other
in
things.
The black.
So with that one change, I think it was just fine.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by JC, a second by Kevin. Any discussion on the motion, you two comedians? All right, I'm going to call for the vote, and I'll start this time.
Was there a change on the
There was, Michael. Sorry you missed it. I was just saying it seems to me like it needs to say, for the purposes of this section, a licensed retail business is one which holds a current Midway City business license and sells goods at retail directly, blah, blah, blah.
So clarifying that they don't just sell retail goods, they actually have a current business license.
From Midway.
Right, from Midway.
From Midway, not from San Jose.
Like Heber.
Yeah. Or Heber.
Like the food trucks.
Okay,
the
did you get that?
Goat.
Yeah.
Okay, so calling for the
Kevin.
Vote.
I did.
Okay.
Second.
Steve.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Okay. It is 5 minutes to 10. Let's jump on to number 9, which is ordinance 2021-42, parking in public right-of-ways. Michael, this is a pretty straightforward one. Do you want to explain this?
Yes. We recently went through and modified our parking regulations. And one of the things that was taken out of the code was the section that talks about not being able to park in public right-of-way for more than 48 hours. And that was one of our main tools of being able to remove cars for sale, for instance, on Main Street.
Get rid of the bus? That was living in front of somebody's
house. So I'm not sure exactly why it was proposed to be taken out. I wasn't very involved in that part of the process.
I thought when we went through the enforcement ordinance, it's in there.
So I think everybody thought it was in there, but it didn't end up being in the language that actually got adopted.
Yeah.
So the proposal here is to return that language back into the code. And we're proposing it word for word the way it was. The numbering would be slightly different. That would be the only change. Modify that section of code. But again, basically it says you can't have a vehicle that's been unmoved for 48 hours in the same spot in a public right-of-way. And if they go over that limit, we try to contact them that we can have a tow at that point.
I'll make
We've
a motion.
We've been enforcing this for years.
I've got a couple questions. I can wait until after a motion. Number one, the current code or the code before the change said, I'm intrigued by this last sentence in the first paragraph, that is moved from a parking spot and then reparked on the same street block within 24 hours. So if somebody is, that doesn't then produce a break in the 48 hours, right?
No, it doesn't.
So if somebody is working every day, they park on the street, they go to work, come back and park on the street in front of their house, and totality of parking from first park to last park is 49 hours, they're in violation.
Yeah.
Got to think this through for a second.
Boy, my neighbors would be very interested in that.
I my kids' cars in violation to them.
Yeah, I like it, but not because of your kid, but because of the four or five extra cars that are parked on the street.
I don't like it. Because I think people need that.
Oh, unmoved.
No,
so
which is moved.
Yeah, but above that it just says, which says unmoved for 48 consecutive hours.
But then it defines what unmoved for 48 hours means, that you can't come back within 24 or it will be counted. The time
really
that you're
sense.
Gone, if it's less than 24 hours, won't count towards the 48.
Right.
Teenagers that are.
It seems like we should strike that section and rethink it, because I don't think that's appropriate.
The whole section or the last sentence?
No,
that last sentence that
the
creates
sentence.
That problem.
Yeah, the last sentence. I agree with you. Cause
I like it, but.
I don't like it because I'd be in trouble.
I understand.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Well, I think
families
that anybody who parks on the street is going to be violating this then.
Yep.
If it's where they live.
If it's enforced.
And it's enforced, yeah.
But even
Which,
if it's not enforced, they're violating it.
Right.
True.
And you never know when some family with teenagers is going to have a neighbor that just wants to harass them, you know?
Yes,
so. Yes,
they do.
I wouldn't call it harassment.
Shane showed up at my door one time. Because
a neighbor finked on you. Sphinct.
So
there is a separate ordinance for the snow season from November to
mm-hmm.
April.
True.
You can't park on the street, period. So that takes care of snow. I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's good.
Only if it's snowing, though.
Within 24 hours of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
What it is.
Or during the day if it's snowing. So it's not just nighttime.
Yeah, so 24 hours before, during, and after.
So my public works guys get cussed out all the time because people
well,
are like, this is in front of my house, and they're saying, sorry, it's snowing, you got to move your vehicle.
That's assuming they plow the street.
Cul-de-sacs did get delayed the last storm,
yes.
And I apologize for that.
I plowed it.
That's really sad.
Not to worry.
That's if they're at least 3 feet off the pavement, they don't have a driveway.
Right. We do have a couple little caveats.
Michael, is there any way to get a permit for temporary violation of this for some purpose? Just wondering.
I'm like, no.
It seems like there should be in my mind.
I think a permit would be is after 48 hours you park in the driveway for a day.
Well, so real situation for me was having somebody do some work. They brought a load of gravel. They say, where do you put it? I didn't have anywhere for them to put it on that property. There was a little spot on the street. He said, well, I usually just put it here. I said, okay. And then, you know, it took him a while to get the job done. And, you know, the city showed up and said, what is this crap on the street? And I was an idiot, of course, and said, I don't know. What do you mean? Anyway, so I had to get the stuff moved. And I'm just wondering if there are certain situations that would be justifiable, maybe like that, as a possible example, where there might be a way to say, you know, this isn't going to bother anybody. We are going to be done in another couple weeks or whatever, and it'll all be gone. We'll clean it up. Could I get a permit for that?
This doesn't deal with loads of crap. It's only motor vehicles.
Well,
have you seen some
of
the cars parked on the street?
Trailers full of gravel.
And I was going to say, what if we allow for cars? The problem that we have is it's motorhomes, boats, and trailers. That's the problem we really are faced with. Cars, people's personal vehicles.
Cars can be a problem, but
that's not the issue typically when we get phone calls at the city.
Hey, well, you know what? If the house is under construction, that contractor, subcontractor is going to violate this automatically.
Yeah.
So I think we probably need to remove that last sentence. Unfortunately, but.
Hey.
I don't think it matters because I don't think it'll ever be enforced.
Well, that's kind of the issue, too, is, I mean, we've had this for a long time. We've never ran into these extreme situations. We've just gone after the cars that are a clear violation in the main street.
Right.
If it's really been an issue. It's been in the code for many years. And
if it's been there for 48, more than 48 consecutive hours, then it's not a commuter.
And right now, there are five citizens of Midway that know about this loophole, so if you
yeah.
decide to be the jerk neighbor, we know who's doing it.
Busted!
There's one other on B. Your definition of block would not include a cul-de-sac.
Correct.
So we've taken this word for word from what's been in the code.
Well, back then
well,
you didn't allow cul-de-sacs.
It. Let's fix it then.
Well, you don't.
I said, do we want to change anything?
Okay.
He's from
okay.
I don't know if block
He's
is used
Heber.
Until that Hill last Park sentence.
Block is.
Section of street where the vehicle's parked.
But up in the first paragraph, do they use the word block anywhere?
They
yeah.
do not, except for this,
no,
this last
No, on the same
sentence.
Street block.
Yeah.
But if we take out that last sentence, then we don't need to define block.
Correct.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, so take out the
so
last sentence and
I'll
take
make,
it
out. I'll make a motion that we re-adopt this section, but take out the last sentence of the first paragraph and B.
Works for me. I would second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
My wife's going to be so disappointed.
Jeff.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Okay.
How come, Steve?
Because she would love to have the four vehicles parked on the street.
Oh.
And we know it's her.
From the three that are parked in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did he say nay?
No, he said
no.
I
said
no,
I,
no, no.
I just said Kathy's going to be disappointed.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I do need a motion to go into closed session.
I move we go into closed
to
session.
Discuss
second.
Real property. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Give me
so